The European Union says this morning that Russia is suspected of blocking GPS navigation for a plane carrying the European Commissioner's top leader yesterday. The plane landed safely. Complaints of Russian GPS jamming of European flights have been on the rise in recent years. That trip by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is part of efforts to fortify easternmost member states threatened by Moscow's ongoing war on Ukraine. European leaders are also working to come up with ways to help secure Ukraine, including the possibility of sending troops there, if and when a peace deal can be struck.
Terry Schultz has been tracking the meetings and joins us from Brussels. Hi there, Terry.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the plan?
Well, this is something European countries have been working on for many months in what they call the Coalition of the Willing. It's spearheaded by France and the UK. And the latest headlines claiming plans are, quote, pretty precise, come from an interview with European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, who's currently traveling through the EU countries on the bloc's eastern flank. Here's what she said about security guarantees for Ukraine when she was in Poland on Sunday.
The first line of defense in Ukraine is a strong Ukrainian army. The second line of defense is a multinational group, the Coalition of the Willing, with the backstop of the Americans. And then the third and most important line of defense is, of course, our own defense posture.
So these coalition plans do involve sending European troops into Ukraine after a peace agreement is reached, and with significant logistical assistance from the U.S., which President Trump assured them he'd provide. But all of this planning is very hypothetical.